Recording kittiwakes is not difficult. They live in large, noisy colonies all around the coasts of northern latitudes. Indeed, the problem in such places is usually how to avoid kittiwakes when trying to record something else. But what we hear from the top of a sea cliff is not what is heard by the birds calling to each other on their narrow nesting ledges, and in May 1998 I decided to attempt to record these birds in close-up. So now you will hear the calls from just one pair of kittiwakes nesting on the edge of a small colony in Northumberland, and in all but one of the recordings the microphone is less than 10 centimetres from the bird's beak. We must begin with the call that gives the bird its English name. That familiar call is used as a greeting between the pair and in frequent territorial squabbles. It's often accompanied by this moaning call, or as part of the moan and bow display. Or by this choking call, a sound also used by the male to attract the female to a nest site earlier in the spring. Another staccato sound, often used on arrival at the nest, is the loud "ko" call. All of these calls form part of the pair's courtship, which has been studied extensively by many observers. However, close-up sound recording often reveals new information about such behaviour, and here I discovered that the so-called head-bobbing display, said in the literature to be silent, is in fact accompanied by this very, very quiet trumpeting call. In this recording, it also sounds rather muffled because the female has decided to sit on the microphone. The final act of courtship is preceded by soliciting from the female, uttering long sequences of this high-pitched food-begging call, and here she is accompanied by the loud coughing calls from the male as he shakes his head. And then copulation occurs. Finally, couple of alarm calls, most frequent of which is the aerial alarm to a predator in the form of a soft wailing moan. And then, as I collect the mic, this quiet chattering alarm from perch to birds. My next job is to record the development of the young, but until then, I have happy memories of many hours spent with these beautiful gulls.